This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
BJ and Jamie.
If I promise to keep it at 60 seconds.
Is it because Bobert spoke about it and she thinks there's secret underwater civilizations?
No, it's not her. I know that she said some wacky things yesterday.
She did. She said, why are there all these secret underwater civilizations? They're not human. They're just secret civilizations.
She said about three different things. She said the earth is flat.
Oh, God.
She said that the birds in the sky are not really birds. They're drones.
Okay. Oh,
by the government. That they're watching us. Then she said something else, too, that went along with that, but I forgot what it was.
Huh.
But that was, I think that
so
was.
So when they put the eagle, you know, it became a symbol, that was back in the day, that they had drones back then?
No. It's been converted.
Oh.
Yeah, we've killed off the birds.
Oh, okay.
With all the spraying we're doing with airplanes and stuff. Mm-hmm. We've killed off the birds, and the birds are now drones.
Oh, we just replaced them.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, and so she's never seen rockets. Go up in the air and see the curvature of the earth?
No. It's flat.
Okay.
According to her.
Okay.
It's all flat.
God bless
her. Well, or at least that's what she brought up yesterday that she wanted to get to the bottom of.
Okay.
Right. But then they went into this whole UFO thing. Look, I don't know how people feel about it, but let me tell you, if this stuff is true, if they actually have space aliens and spaceships, then that changes everything, does it not?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. You agree with that?
It was a leading question.
Well, here's
does
the thing.
It not? Doesn't it change everything? Does it not? I mean,
I just can't believe that more people aren't talking about this morning.
Okay.
That's the only thing that's throwing me off.
Here's what Bob said to me.
Because I'm watching all the news stations, okay? Mm-hmm. And they haven't even done anything on it this morning. This is breaking news.
Because I told my dad I didn't believe in UFOs and you know, space people and all that, whatever. And my dad said to me, well, daughter, you're mighty cocky if you think we're the only people.
I agree. I agree with that.
I miss Bob. I do. That Bob, he was so common sense. Anytime he came on the show, man, I miss that dude so much. Like, and I know you do, but I really miss him. He's a thinker like me.
Right.
We get it, okay? All right, so yesterday. Now, keep in mind, and see if this changes your mind any at all, which it won't, okay? This is not Star Trek people meeting at the convention center talking, okay?
Ouch.
This is people that were high up in the Air Force, NASA, Navy, all over the place for the government. And these people are on Capitol Hill talking about this. And it's strong, strong evidence they have that there are people, there are aliens out there.
E.T. phone home.
I'm starting to convince Jamie. I can tell. I can tell. She would be doing that voice if she didn't believe. All right. Listen to this guy talking about one of the spacecraft that they've recovered and the speed that it goes at.
I looked at everything from a scientific perspective. So if you look at, for example, instantaneous acceleration, which was one of the observables of the program that I belong to, ATIP, the human body can withstand about 9 G-forces for a short period of time before
you get that? Nine G-forces.
You suffer negative biological consequences. Blackouts and ultimately redouts and even death.
Gotcha.
Comparison, our best technology, the F-16, which is one of this older platform, but one of our most highly maneuverable aircraft, manned aircraft, made by General Dynamics, can perform about 17 or 18 G-forces.
Okay, you get that?
I get it.
All right. So we can barely withstand, but we have an aircraft that can do 17 or 18 Gs, all right?
Before you start having structural failure, meaning that the airframe begins to disintegrate while you're flying, the vehicles we're talking about are performing in excess of 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 Gs.
Whoa, so fast.
That's actually insane.
That's crazy.
That'll crush your bones.
There's something out there.
Well, yeah, and how does this structure even stay intact?
Yeah.
Yeah. I
because it's alien material.
They're way more advanced.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's alien material. It's far beyond us. Yeah. We don't know what the hell it is.
Right. Wow.
And so it keeps intact.
Probably
because of
plastic.
That.
Can I play?
It's a new plastic.
That seems to last forever.
Look, if they find a little green man. Uh-huh. By the way, they say.
Oh my God! Finish the sentence. If they find a little green, was that the end of it?
Now, if they find a little green man and they can give us absolute proof, that changes everything. It changes the dynamics of the world, the universe we live in.
But the thing is, listen, it changes everything. But they've never presented, right?
Yeah, they just keep it all under wraps. Right. No one talks about it.
That's what this is all about, though.
Yeah, but they've never presented to us. And so that's why I don't buy it. Unless I see it, I don't believe it.
I think they live among us.
Which is simple-minded, I understand.
I think Carson might be an alien.
What? There was this.
I think Spadil. I accuse Spadil of being an alien earlier this morning. For all I know, all three of you are.
Yeah. Maybe I'm you're the alien accusing all of us.
I'm just saying that we really don't know when you look around. I don't think Powerball Pete is because I don't think aliens are overweight.
Oh my!
No fat aliens.
There are no such thing as fat aliens. They got to be skinny little guys. That's why I think Carson and Spadil might be it.
Hey, you didn't call me thin.
I didn't say. I didn't
no,
say.
You just said you think they're all thin.
They're all right, thin. Check me on YouTube. Sorry about that. I got to throw you in the thin group.
Oh my God.
I left you with the fat people. Well, I'm glad we had such a serious conversation about aliens and space people.
Oh my God.
Here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.